Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. There's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging around with me today. Thanks for joining me if you just tuned in. And those of you who've been listening for a while, that makes you a highly intelligent person. That's the official determination for the level of your intellect if you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And those of you who just tuned in, look what a little bonus you just got. You just found out that you're highly intelligent. How about that? You don't get that kind of validation on other radio shows. I can promise you that. Chuck Martin is our guest, ladies and gentlemen, and Chuck is one of the guys who helps us do a better job of managing our business so we can be successful without creating a casualty list. And Chuck is a best-selling author and internationally known business strategist. He's the chairman and CEO of NFI Research, and he's helped individuals and organizations all over the world to have the maximum opportunity to be successful. He's the author of Tough Management, which is a book he and I are working out of, a little management series going here the last few months, as well as his another book called Coffee at Luna's, which is a business fable. Chuck, welcome back to the show.
Hey, great to be here. How are you?
Doing great. Happy Veterans Day.
Oh, thanks. Same to you.
I know you joined me today in saluting all of the, not only all of our veterans who are civilians now, but also all of our men and women in the uniform all around the world.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Chuck, one of the things we're doing today is talking about some of the things that you talk about in Chapter 4 of your book, Tough Management. And it's all about being flexible, isn't it?
Yes, it really is. And unfortunately, it worked. There are a lot of things that stop people from trying to be flexible. Mainly what happens is the longer somebody does someone, and this is just human nature, the longer someone does something, the easier it is to keep doing whatever that is.
It's that old paradigm thing, isn't it?
That's the old paradigm thing. That's right.
You know, I love what Joel Barker said about paradigms.
What's that?
He said a paradigm is this filter you put up in front of your eyes that you've determined what something should look like. You've gotten and nothing, anything that comes into that filter that doesn't look like what you think it should look like gets blocked out. And you actually become comfortable with those definitions, with those perspectives, and you actually find a way to be, you know, somewhat successful with those. But what happens is, and the ugliest thing with all that, with these paradigms, Chuck, which is what you talk about in this chapter, is that it leads to rigidity, doesn't it?
Well, yes. And what happens is when you are inflexible, what tends to happen is you say something, someone says an objection to your point, and you say, okay, thanks. And you don't really hear it.
That's right.
You don't really acknowledge the objection. As a result, you keep going forward in what might be the wrong direction. And mm-hmm. everybody's doing it. It's not just a couple of people. You have a whole organization can be doing this. That's why when you go into a company and say, okay, the CEO comes out and says, we're gonna change this. They start folding their arms.
Right.
A lot of body language. Well, what even? And then you say, we're making change, but not in your department. Oh, I'm all for it. Let's change the other department. Great idea.
You know, rigidity and build, putting up paradigms and having preconceived notions about how something should be is a really strong emotion, and evidence of that to me, Chuck, is take a scientific department of some research organization or some medical lab or whatever. These are people who are scientists. These are people who are supposed to be curious. These are people who are looking for new ideas. But they'll all admit to you that many times as they're looking for all those things, they're already imagining what they think they're going to find.
Right, that's right.
And so when you do that, basically you've ruled out a lot of possibilities, a lot of great discoveries will never be found because you won't even see them when they manifest in front of you.
Right.
It's the same way in business, isn't it?
Yeah, in business what's happening is it's causing much more stress. We know, for example, that right now managers, executives, that they're really feeling quite stressed. I mean, the overall majority is like 98% are feeling some stress, and a third are like seriously stressed. So being inflexible is adding to that quite a lot. So in tough management, what we have is a lot of solutions for what do you do. Like we know that the top causes of stress are in order. Number one, deadlines, customer demands, conflicting responsibilities, which we talked about in an earlier show. That's basically communications where people mm-hmm. are miscommunicating. Budget constraints and the number of hours worked. So those are the top things that are causing stress in these deadlines after deadline after deadline. People really need to essentially live with it.
Chuck, hold on to that thought. When we come back, folks, we're going to get Chuck to help us understand how to become less rigid, more flexible, and therefore more successful, and I believe a lot happier. 20 Tales, stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back at 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and having a great visit with our good friend Chuck Martin. Chuck is the author of Tough Management and Coffee at Luna's. That's the new book, isn't it?
Yes.
Chuck, Coffee at Luna's?
Yes.
And both of these are available wherever books are sold, right?
Absolutely. Every bookstore you can imagine, Borders, Barnes & Nobles, online, of course, Amazon, all of those.
What about your own website?
Our website, too. Sorry about that. That's www.nfiresearch.com, like NFI, like Net Future Institute Research.com.
All right. Check it out. You can find out more about his books there, too. You know, Chuck, I was talking about paradigms earlier, and paradigms begin as good things because they're you know, we all have structure in our business, don't we? We need to have structure because flexibility can be taken too far. You can be so flexible that you don't have any kind of structure. You don't have any kind of systems. People don't have any kind of basis for the way they do business. You have to have some structure in your management, in the management of your business. But how do you know when to ease off on the structure, when to make adjustments, but also how do you keep from becoming sort of willy-nilly about things?
Well, it's really not that difficult. What's happening now is because everyone is going so fast and running so hard at work, they don't really stop and think about it. The process has kind of taken over. And what has to happen is people need to look at some sort of relatively simple things of what's going on in their day-to-day work life. For example, we know that everyone that's like 98-something percent, and this is from our research nationwide, they're keeping a list of things to do. And of those who are keeping a list, it's 95% keep a list of things to do every day. And then everyone who's listening to this thing, yeah, of course, I have a list to do. And then if you look at how many, 99% do not get the things on that list done every day. 99% mm-hmm. don't get their whole list done. Mm-hmm. So they're keeping a list, but they're not getting it done because of all these interruptions. So to stay flexible, you need to look at a few things. You need to manage lists better. For example, use your list to predetermine a day instead of having 20 or 30 things on it, which takes away all your flexibility because now that's your rigidity. Have a list of really three major things that you want to do that day. And you can have some minor things too, but three things that you really plan to get done that day. And then leave the rest for flexibility. Then keep track in the course of the day if you're getting that done. So when you get through half the day, if you look and say, gee, I've got three things and I've gotten zero done, then you need to deal with that. Plus, the list gives you insurance to make sure that you are going to get something done. That so that a lot of people get through the end of the day, and we found this through a lot of the interviews we did. They get through the day and say, "Where did the day go? I didn't get mm-hmm. anything done." But you've mm-hmm. worked 12 hours.
So what you're saying is we load ourselves up with too much stuff in the beginning, which is unrealistic.
Yeah, people mean well. I mean, it's like, boy, I have a lot to do tomorrow. I'm going to make a list, and you make a list, and this list is overwhelming, and
right.
then. The depressing part is you go through the day and you can't possibly get everything done, so you don't feel satisfied at the end of the day. And so it needs to be basically realistic about what you're going to do. And shorten the amount of time that you think you really have in the day, because there are a lot of interruptions, and this is not necessarily a negative thing, but there are a lot of interruptions where people are asking you for help with what they do because they have a question or whatever, and that's part of the flexibility. You need to have flexibility so you can stop and do what it is that they need.
Well, see, Chuck, the thing when I think about small business owners and their roles and their jobs every day, they have to be very flexible. But the problem is sometimes we have so many things bombarding us, as you say in the book, too many things to do and not enough time to do them, or not enough people to help us do them. We actually live our lives, I think, maybe we don't think of it as flexibility. Maybe we feel like we're being bent and pulled, you know, in different directions. I think the question is how do we manage the flexibility that's being imposed upon us?
Well, the flexibility or the inflexibility?
I think small business owners, and you know, you're calling it flexibility. I think maybe what we're talking about is, I'm talking about being bent and pulled. You're saying being flexible, and so I think there is a distinction. Bent and pulled means that we're resisting it.
Right.
Flexibility means that we're learning how to manage with being pulled that way.
Yes. What we're suggesting in Tough Management is that people say flexibility is one of the solutions if managed correctly. That's one of the solutions to the way work is today. So that if you start your day and say, okay, I'm going to be flexible about some things here. So, and you look at your list of things to do, and you say, I've got no flexibility. I'm going to be heads down all day.
Right.
Or I'm going to be so flexible, I'm going to get nothing done because I'm going to be interrupted by other things around me all day. Because I'm the boss or whatever. And what we're saying is there needs to be a balance. There, when Lou Gerstner first took over IBM, he issued some edicts worldwide to IBM, and his lieutenants were coming back and saying, "Lou, we're getting some pushback." And then Lou says, "What's this pushback? What do you mean pushback?" he didn't know the term. And he basically said, get rid of this pushback. Go get rid of the people who are doing this pushback, whatever that is. Well, that was then. And today, pushing back is actually a requirement to be flexible in business. Because especially in a small business, if you don't push back, then the people around you are going to control your day in your life at work. And you have to push back. And the way to do that is to let people, when they come to you with a problem, a question, whatever, let them talk it through. Let them reach the answer, as opposed to you having to reach the answer.
Just keep them talking.
You don't have to make their decision for them. If you listen long enough and let them talk long enough, they will come around.
But see, sometimes a lot of times we want to solve the problem for them. And what you're saying is be a little more patient. I'm going to ask you. I got a couple of questions about that. And we're going to do that right after these messages, folks. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back with our good friend Chuck Martin, the author of Tough. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Chuck Martin, the author of Tough Management, as well as Coffee at Luna's. These books are available wherever books are sold and at Chuck's website. Chuck, give it to us again, please.
It's www.nfi, like Net Future Institute, nfiresearch.com.
Tell us what NFI does.
We survey 2,000 managers and executives every nationwide, actually it's worldwide, every 14 days for free. So if any of your listeners want to join, they can just go join, and they get it's a 30-second survey. We've done this for 7 years. And then on the off week when we're not surveying, we send them the results for free. And then I use the research in my speeches and in my books.
How many of these executives are small businesses?
Oh, a lot, actually. Most companies in America are small businesses.
Of course, 98%.
Nobody at the big businesses knows that, by the way. I mean, they have no clue.
Well, now some of them do because I've told them.
Well, that would be true. So we actually break it down when we have the results. We break it down by small business, medium business, large business, based on employee size.
Right.
So, and we get quite a lot of responses from companies with fewer than 100 people,
right.
and we get a lot of responses with companies with more than 10,000 people.
Right.
and they are different, and we do sort them that way. So we play back the differences between business size.
Let's get back into the by the way, if somebody wanted to take one of your surveys, they can go to the website and do that?
No, they have to become a member of NFI Research. It's by invitation only.
Ah, I get you.
But again, it's free and you can quit anytime. So what happens is they join and they'll get an email from me the middle
right.
of a week.
Right.
It's literally a 30-second survey. It's two questions. And then the following Tuesday or Wednesday, they'll get another email from me, which are the results.
Mm-hmm. All right. That sounds good. Let's get back into this flexibility thing. We were talking about pushing back
yes.
with our employees. All right. But you got to do it with a great deal of love, though, don't you? I mean, you got to make sure that you push back enough to keep the creative juices going, but not enough to squelch the initiative.
Yes. It's not about saying no. It's about saying, oh, okay, someone comes to you, let's do this. Well, okay, walk me through it again.
Mm-hmm.
And the key in this is usually if someone's coming up with, say, a proposal or an innovation, it's usually to start something
mm-hmm.
or to change something, which is generally a very positive thing. We do know from our research, and this is in this chapter in Tough Management, that we asked how easy is it to start something in your organization, and it's really quite easy to start something. And then we said, how difficult is it to stop something? They said, it's really difficult to stop something.
Because so, we fall in love with it, don't we?
Well, that's the lack of flexibility because we've been doing it for we're comfortable with it. That's
right.
human nature.
Right.
So when someone comes and says instead of saying no, they come to you and say let's do this. You say okay, that's a great idea. Let's I'm just glad you have this idea. Now tell me what we can replace with the thing that you want to start because we have no more time. No one's hanging around at work just sitting down waiting for the next thing to come along to do. Everyone's working really hard.
Mm-hmm.
So, and once you start doing that, people start to think a little bit differently. It's like, oh, I can't just go ahead and do something. I've got to actually, it's got to replace something else. The other thing is email. I mean, email is killing everybody at work. It's just, that destroys flexibility.
Mm-hmm.
That's we call that in the book, the email is the flexibility killer, where people are spending a couple of hours a day on email.
How do we solve that problem?
Well, there's one thing that I recommend everywhere I go is that people take the one-week email challenge. And what that is for 1 week, and I know some of your readers are going to have a heart attack over this, but do it for like 3 days if you can't do a week. For a full week, don't do any email. Don't read any. Don't send any. No BlackBerry. No instant message. Nothing.
Well, now that's preposterous, Chuck. that ain't happening.
Well, it's got to happen because...
That's like saying don't answer the phone for a week.
Well, what if you didn't?
Well,
not you. I mean, because of what you do.
But I mean, anybody. I mean, how can you not answer the phone?
Well,
there's
got
to be a better way to do that. There's got to be a better way to do that without turning it off.
Well, what the reason we recommend the 1 week email challenge is because it gives people a check and balance of how excessive they are about
right.
email and.
Right.
It's the only way to get to throw them in the cold water. I guarantee if there's an issue and you're not doing email for a week and
right.
there's an issue that comes along, somebody will say, hey, I need to let you know about this. So somebody does bring it to your attention.
All right,
it doesn't go away.
All right, folks, if you can't do what Chuck says, check it in the morning, check it at lunch, and check it in the evening, three times a day. Start with that one. Hey, Chuck, thank you.
You might have to phase into it.
That's right. We have to wean ourselves off of this. Tough Management is the name of the book. The author is Chuck Martin. He's our friend. Thanks, Chuck. See you next time. Chuck Martin, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be, too, after these messages, after the news. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you know that this program is for you. I'll see you in a little bit.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.